Blog Talk Radio.
A word for you, a word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you, a word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you, a word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you, a word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you. A word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you. A word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio. A word for you. A word for you. I'm Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio with your on-air radio personality, Tracy Lawanda. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back with A Word just for you.
Thank you for tuning in to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host and on-air radio personality, Tracy Lawanda. And again, I thank you so much for listening to the show today. My goodness, I'm excited, like always. Oh, my, we have a fantastic guest for you today. And don't go anywhere, okay? We're going to take a music break. I'm going to come back with a brief message, and I'm going to introduce my awesome guest today. So don't go anywhere. I know you're probably tired. Just take off your shoes, relax, get some coffee, tea, whatever you like to drink, and stay right where you are because we'll be right back with A Word just for you. And I want you to know that I am every woman.
Thank you.
Welcome back to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to I Am Every Woman by Whitney Houston. Yes, yes, yes. I just love that song because the women out there, we are every woman because we have to wear all the different hats. Yes, we do. But anyways, welcome back to the show. This is your on-air radio personality, Tracy LaWanda. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to the show. Our segment today is called Straight Spouse. Yes, it is. Straight spouse. Some of you are like, what is that all about? Well, my special guest today is going to be and is Dr. Buxton. She is the founder of Straight Spouse Network, and she's also the author of the book, The Other Side of the Closet, The Coming Out Crisis for Straight Spouse and Families. And she will be sharing today some insight on the Straight Spouse Network. But before I bring her on to share and to explain and tell and educate and inform and inspire and encourage and all that good stuff, I'm going to bring forth a free message. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and 4 and also out of the book of John chapter 8 verses 32. And Hebrews chapter 13 verses 4 says, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. See, we must remember that men and women are radically different. They're different emotionally, they're different physically, and they're also different spiritually. Yet they are designed by God to complement each other and to become one flesh. See, the act of marriage is the highest form of the communication of love for one another and the ultimate expression of intimacy. Faith in God is the bond of the marriage covenant, and sexual intimacy is the Holy Spirit seal. See, God designed female and male to fit together intimately. If the sexual intimacy is no longer in the relationship, then there is a problem somewhere in the marriage. And the book of John, chapter 8, verses 32 says, and you shall know the truth. You hear that? And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Dr. Buxton is going to be speaking about and talking about husband and wives who have found out that their spouse is on the down low or are lesbian. And I was led by to pick those two scriptures out, especially John 8:32, because we shall know the truth. And if we know the truth and we are told the truth, that it is the truth that will set not only the person that told the truth free, but also set the person that is receiving the truth free. Oh, my. I just love that. Without any further ado, okay, let me bring on my awesome guest, Dr. Buxton.
Here I am.
Welcome to the show.
You've caught me up. Yes, thank you, thank you. Yes,
welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We're excited. We're excited. I want to first off thank you so very much for accepting the invitation, Dr. Butson, to be on A Word for You here on Blog Talk
Please
Radio.
Please call me Amity.
Okay, Amity. I'm sorry. I just get so... Okay, Amity. And could you please, because I was just telling you earlier today how I think that name is just so beautiful. Could you tell our listeners what Amity means?
Amity means friendship.
Wow.
And that old Latin name, Amitia.
Wow. All right. So let's go ahead and get right to it, Amity. Tell our listeners about Straight Spouse Network. What is that all about?
Well, why don't I just start with the straight spouse?
Okay.
Because that's the thing I'm sure our listeners are saying, what? Well, you're called a straight spouse if suddenly your being straight becomes an issue, and it becomes an issue if you discover your husband or wife is gay or lesbian. Whether or not they come out, you may discover something that they've done. So the straight spouse are people whose husbands or wives have come out as gay or lesbian or bisexual or even transgender. And the Straight Spouse Network provides support, peer support mainly, between one spouse and another because no one else seems to understand it. And it provides education to the people who are more knowledgeable about what it means to be gay and mixed orientation marriages. And we also try to build bridges of understanding between the two spouses involved and the families and with the larger community.
Okay. So now when we hear, Amity, about... you know, spouses coming out, we normally hear of it being the husband that is in a homosexual relationship. But what is the percentage of women that are lesbian that come out to their husbands? Like I said, we hear so much about the men. What about the
right.
women?
Well, it's hard to find. Everyone's so in the closet and hiding that it's hard to really tell. But the best way to answer is that we used to get calls like out of five calls, one would be from a man whose wife had come out. Now it's about two out of every five.
Okay.
There are probably more gay men than there are lesbians in the first place, and men are a little bit reluctant to come and say, I need help, so it's hard to tell, but there are fewer.
Okay. Okay. Now, Amity, what drew you to want to start an organization like this?
Well, my own husband, after 25 years, our marriage got less and less. You mentioned earlier about sexual intimacy. There was less and less of that. And so we finally separated because there was less intimacy. And then he came out. And I thought, well, maybe since I know now what he's really, maybe we could make it work. But he said, no, I could never do it. So in the process of writing my book, The Other Side of the Closet, which the gay fathers of San Francisco asked me to write so they could understand their wives better. They couldn't understand why their wives were so angry. So they said, write a book. So in the process of writing the book, I came across a woman who had started a task force for straight spouses. And when the book came out, pardon the expression, I took it over and made it into a network of support.
Mm. Wow.
And the interesting thing is that we straight spouses come from every walk of life, every ethnic group, every racial group, every economic group. It's everywhere.
Wow. Now, in your years of working and doing this, how many, are there marriages that do stay together? I heard you say that, you know, if you thought that maybe you could work it out, but your husband didn't want to work it out. Are there relationships, are there marriages that still stay together in spite of the fact that, you know,
there are. About a third of the couples break up right away. If any of you saw the film Cover, which is just painful. They break up right away. About a third of them break up right away. Another third stay together for about a year or two, trying to sort out what they can do and what they can live with and what they can live without. And another third are committed to stay together, and after 3 years, half of them are still together, which means about a sixth of everybody are together 3 or more years afterwards. And they do it because they love each other, and they can mutually compromise, and the family is more important than their sexual orientation.
Now, Emily, could you let our listeners know what should one do when the spouse does come out? I mean, what since you've lived it, what should be the first thing that someone does? Is it, you know, I know the first reaction would be to get angry and be like, how could you, But could you give our listeners some little steps on what they should do?
Yeah, well, you know, the first reactions, I mean, and not all husbands who come out have been, or wives have been active. So the first reaction really is shock. I would say just give yourself time to settle down. And if it's anger, just time to settle down. Try to find other spouses, and the best way to do that is through the Straight Spouse Network.
Okay.
You'll find that family members and church members will not understand, and they'll jump in and tell you what to do. So just try to find people who have walked ahead of you in this path, and just go slowly, slowly. And in the process, figure out who you are, what you value, what you need, what you want, and be very clear about it. And if you are part of a faith community, pray.
Yes. Yes. Oh my, yes.
Well, even if you're not part of a faith
community. Even if you're not, exactly.
You believe in prayer, and you think there is something to the Holy Spirit, then that can give you breathing time, literally and figuratively.
Wow. You know, I got someone that emailed me knowing that I was going to have this show, so I have a question for you. It says, my best friend, which is a boy, just came out to me that he is gay. I am a girl, obviously. I've been in love with him for 3 years now, and I'm utterly devastated by this. I'm really heartbroken. This happened just 3 days ago, and I'm still in a state of shock. I don't know what to do now. I tell myself I'm feeling sad because I thought I might lose him because he is now this new person I never knew, because he was never the guy I thought he was. But honestly, it may be because I am losing him, as in I can never be his girlfriend or his wife because he will never like girls. How do I deal with this?
Well, he's still the same person, but he isn't what she thought. And it's just very hard to let go and learn to love him in a different way. You'll never lose his friendship, but you'll never have him as a husband. And that's the hardest. That's the hardest thing to do.
And do you find, Amity, that women as well as men blame themselves for their, you know, the reason why their spouse loves the same sex?
Oh, absolutely. And what usually happens is the husband, and let me make also a point that all people who get married who are gay or lesbian don't really know it, or they deny it when they get married. But in any case, gradually they're able to face it because they feel guilty after what they've been told. And so when they're dealing with it, they will somehow project and start blaming their wives. A lot of wives will be blamed for being either oversexed or frigid, or the lesbian will accuse the man of not being able to communicate. So they're already in this self-blame thing, so that when the husband or wife comes out, they say, oh, see, I really, really did it this time.
Wow.
So the main issues that face, which are unique to this situation, I mean, it's different than it would be if you found your boyfriend cheating on you with another girl. But in this case, it's different because, number one, your own sexuality is in question. Second of all, the deception makes you distrust your own judgment and your own moral code. I mean, here you are married to someone, and this person whom you're married to is someone that your church says is going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own identity crisis because your self-esteem is down in the dumps. And then you have a crisis of faith. Everything you assume to be true about gender, about marriage, is out the window.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
Yes. There's so much more to it than than what's beneath the eye. There's just so much more. And it sounds very painful.
For,
you know, women that go, you know, like I had a girl, I did a show this month, actually, and, you know, having a girlfriend who found out that her husband was on the down low. I mean, it was very painful for her, and her pain became part of me because we were so close like that, to see someone be so in love, and now, you know, her whole thing is, how can I compete against another man?
Exactly. You can't lose weight. You can't get a new hairdo. You can't, you know, change your perfume.
Right.
Now, I think your friend was lucky. I listened to that blog that you did, that show, and I think your friend was lucky to have you, because usually friends and family do not understand, and they just tell you to move on, and therapists don't understand either, and that's why the Straight Stuff Network is so important, because all of us know what you've been through.
And I'm so grateful for this network, because, as you said, churches don't want to talk about this. You have a lot of quote-unquote pastors, evangelists, ministers, apostles and bishops and so on and so forth that are living that lifestyle, that are married and they're living that lifestyle. And the wives know, but, of course, they don't want to come out like that because of, quote-unquote, of their spirituality or their religion, per se. And you need places where you can go, like Straight Spouse, where you can connect with other women and men that are going through the same thing. So I'm very thankful to you for being bold enough and, you know, in doing this, because so many people are in the closet, even though you hear about it all the time, about down low, homosexuality, transvestites, and transgender, and things of that sort, but people are still in the closet. Why are they still in the closet?
Because they are stigmatized as well as their husband. It just rubs off. Because the first, when you tell people, 9 times out of 10, they'll say, well, how come you didn't know? Excuse me, why would you even guess that your husband was gay when you got married?
Mm-hmm.
They say, what's wrong with you? How come you didn't know? Couldn't you tell?
Wow.
Yeah.
And so there are no signs, though.
Well, if you look back, you can see signs. But they're all together in one constellation.
Mm.
But
so it's not a certain look as far as for, like,
no.
Men, you know, something.
After they come out, of course, you think every man is gay. I sit in airports and see these darling little families going through the airport, and I think, I wonder, which is terrible. I mean, I remarried. I found another straight man who was gentle and kind and thoughtful and spiritual, all the things that are quote-unquote signs of being gay sometimes. And he's perfectly straight and very turned on by me. That's the main difference. Are they turned on by you physically? And yet with bisexuals, they can be turned on by you and also by men.
My goodness.
And that's where the medicine comes by. That's where the choice comes in, is if they're bisexual, they're either lean one way or the other, but if they're married and bisexual, they can still get pleasure out of their marriage.
And there are women that stay, well, like if they're bisexual, there are some married women that stay in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And some men stay married
to women
stay married to their men after they come out. Each case is so different, but I'm so
proud
of the show, because particularly, we've got a special project going right now called the Underserved Project, and it includes spouses of color, spouses in rural areas, and we're trying to reach out and say, look, we're here for you too, and there are other spouses of color here and other spouses in rural areas and other spouses in conservative churches. You're not alone.
Oh, my goodness. That's so good to know. Because so many people that have committed suicide and things of that sort, you'll never know the true reason of why, but the majority, some of them, I wouldn't say the majority, but some people have, because of finding out that their spouse is homosexual or lesbian or bi or on the down low.
Right. We've had a case, several cases on one of our mailing lists, which are private, anonymous ones. We've had several cases where the woman will have her third fistful of pills in her hand and say, I want to take this. I just can't take it anymore. And one of us will get on the phone and get on to her and then have the medics come to get her to the hospital. Yeah, the suicide thing is a real, real danger.
My goodness. Wow. So what's the difference? Because I've had such a debate with someone of the difference between being on the down low and a quote-unquote being homosexual. Like Terry McMillan, the author, whose husband says that he was gay. And I'm thinking, well, how could you be gay if you were married to Terry and you were sexually with her? I mean, why do men do that?
It's a great question. Well, there's a difference. The sexual orientation is made up of three parts. One is being attracted to the same sex, and one is acting on it, and another is how you name yourself.
Mm.
And if you don't want to identify yourself as gay, particularly if you're in a community that says it's bad, then you say, oh, I'm not gay, I just have sex with men. So they can't identify. So for me, it's best to pay attention to what they do, not how they call themselves.
Wow. Now, let's say someone that is, going to get married. Now, I've never been married. I've just never been married yet. But I'm just thinking that there are questions that you should ask before you take that big step. I mean, is it okay? And I would think it would be, but, I mean, you're the expert here. Is it okay to say, have you ever had fantasies about being with another man?
You can't have, I know women who have done that. And I don't know whether it's good or bad or whether it scares people off, but I think if you're able to dare tell them about your experience, well, I see, you're asking about for the first time. Well, I don't know. I guess you could ask, but you could also ask about their previous friendships and who their best friends were and something about their life. And it's important to know.
Just like I would think it would be important for, if you're going to get married, to both go get tested for any STDs and HIV
definitely.
And AIDS.
Definitely. Definitely get tested. Definitely get tested.
I don't know. I think a lot of people have taken like the marriage thing, and it's like a nonchalant. It's just like, I mean, people do it just for show. Oh gosh, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have this big wedding, and blah blah blah. I mean, but it is work. It takes work, and it's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and valleys and hills, and things of that sort. What can you say to a person that may suspect they haven't come out the closet, but they may suspect that their husband is on the down low,
or their boyfriend, The main thing is to first of all ask yourself, what if he says yes? Are you prepared? Do you know what you'll do if he says yes? Then you can ask and just say, I found all these emails that are all pornographic sites, or I've seen you this way, let me go back again. Find out.
Go ahead.
You do say yes. And then also make sure that you communicate that you will still love him as a person even if he's gay. You may not end up marrying him, but you still love him as a person. So, because they're fearful of coming out. And if they're gay and they're determined to get married and they think it'll work, well, you can sort of that may or may not work. But it's better to find out before you get married.
Yes.
Definitely. But know what you'll do if he says yes. And make him know that you'll still love him as a person, but not as husband material.
Wow.
He wouldn't be happy. Eventually he'd come out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet some do. There are a number of women I know who did get married. They knew it, and it worked because the husband loved her enough not to act on his same-sex attractions. But the two most important things are honesty and openness. As in any marriage, I mean, this is sort of the test of a real marriage, being open, honest, being willing to honestly compromise mutually, have the other person's interest at heart, not become defensive, don't blame, you know, all those good things.
Wow. What I was going to ask, my goodness, I believe I did ask you, can marriages be saved after they find out that the other individual is living that lifestyle? So it can happen, because right away I think of woman's, because I am a woman, reaction will be, well, I'm getting a divorce. No way, I can't do this. And like with anything in marriage where things come up, it has to be worked out first before you say, all right, divorce court, here we come.
Yeah, but remember, there are two people in any marriage. I know somebody on a list, one of the lists yesterday, her husband just walked out and said, I'm leaving. So there was no time to talk it through. And there's no one right way to do it, and there's not no one right outcome. It's two individuals, and they write their own script. And the only thing I'm ever concerned with is if either of them does anything to put themselves or anyone else in danger of their health or life or well-being.
Yes. Now, Amity, when within your marriage, what did you say you were married for 20 years? 25 years. Whoa. Now, when within the 25 years did your husband come out to you?
He did.
Was it towards?
Until after we separated.
So after you separated?
Yeah, because I said I couldn't live with a stone wall anymore and that I would move out. And he said, no, the husband always moves out. And just like that, he moved out in a few months. And then he came out, and that's when I thought, oh, well, now that I know, maybe we can get back together and we can work it out. And he said, no, we couldn't do that. But toward the end, I had no suspicions, but toward the end, he did change the clothes he wore and his behaviors, and I thought, he might be a gay and not even know it.
Wow.
He tried. He knew he was gay before he married. He had a lover. He jilted him to marry me. He tried to do what the church told him. He tried to do his best, and he couldn't do it. He ended up getting really, really sick and depressed. It was awful.
So my whole thing is, if a person knows that they are homosexual or on the down low, then why do they get married? I mean, you know this. This is who you are. Why do that?
Society and particularly some churches say this and temples and mosques, they'll say that if you want a family, you have to marry someone of the opposite sex, and they're still doing it. Where I think it would be much easier just to say who you are and be who you are. And then, of course, the wife after, or the husband after someone comes out, they think, I've been living someone else's lie without knowing it. And I think that's hard. And what's even harder is that the gay person who comes out gets all the attention and the straight spouse is ignored, which is why I love being on your show. So this is why thank you for getting us on the show. We have to go in the closet. No one pays attention. We're minimized. Oh, well, you're straight. You can get along. Excuse me. No. Because this is devastating, absolutely devastating to your self-concept, to your integrity, to your faith. And it takes a good 3 to 6 years to work to get through it all. It takes a couple of years just to face the reality of what happened. Like your friend, it took her probably a year or two to really face
the reality
of what happened.
Yes.
And then then you have to start healing, and then you have to reconfigure your life, and only then can you be transformed, break through all your old molds, and you come out a stronger, wiser person, but you have to work at it.
And then it was hard for her to actually trust, you know, after the divorce, it was hard for her to trust men. It's like, okay, are you gay? Are you bisexual? I mean, you know, it was like, but I can understand, you know, why she felt that way. But so a trust factor is kind of hard, I would think, afterwards.
Oh, it's awful. And you can't trust your own judgment either.
Mm.
Some wives, some women get really, men too, get very promiscuous because they've just been starved for sex for so long, and then they realize, oh, that wasn't a very wise thing to do.
Right.
And then they think, oh, I won't even date, and it's just really, really hard. So my motto is just take your time, take care of yourself, take your time, and talk with other spouses.
And that's where Straight Spouse comes in at. You hear, listeners?
Yeah.
That's where this organization comes in at. And I'm so grateful to this organization because we're living in a time now where this is going on. This is real. So listeners out there, you know, don't stay in the closet. If you know that you know, then you need to come out and let your light shine in the darkness because this is happening every single day. There is someone that is coming out of the closet every single day. There is someone that is kissing their wife or husband, heading off to work, but before they go to work, they go meet with the same sex to have sex. And it's very dangerous because the HIV and the AIDS epidemic is so high, and especially among heterosexual women.
Yes, did you realize that the 29 to 34-year-old African-American women have the highest proportion of, as a group, of HIV
mm-hmm.
positive infections reported by the the communicated disease statistics? That's awful.
That's terrible. It's very terrible. And as I was saying on my previous show about, you know, men that go into the prison system and, you know, these are totally like thugged out guys that are very strong and built, but yet they are having sex with other men. And then when they come out, they're in this denial state that, no, I am not gay. It was just something I was doing at the time to pass the time because there was no woman there. But yet then they go and have sex with a woman without using a condom and could be giving them all kind of diseases. And one of the biggest and deadliest one is, as you know, the HIV AIDS virus.
Mm-hmm. I guess the other thing I'd suggest is reading my book, The Other Side of the Closet, because in it are 17 stories of men and women whose husbands came out, men whose wives came out, and children. And so it gives someone the sense, oh, I'm not alone, and here's what happened to other people. And then I've got an analysis between the chapters of here are the issues, and here are the coping stages, and here's how you can get through it in one piece, so you don't feel alone and crazy.
Yes, yes. And you know what? We're going to take a break, Amity, and I'm going to have you come back and talk about your book and also give out contact information so that people, our listeners, can know how to be able to get a copy of your book and more about how to get involved with Straight Spouse. So stay right where you are, Amity, and my listeners, you stay right where you are. We'll be right back after this break. And this break is it's a spoken word that I did, and now I can't find it. Okay, here it is. It's a spoken word about the down low. So stay right where you are. You're listening to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Why couldn't you just tell me? Why did I have to find out this way? Why couldn't you just tell me that you were on the down low? Why couldn't you be truthful to me after all that we've been through? Me losing the baby? And now I have to find out this way? From another man that you've been with another man? Why couldn't you tell me the truth? It is the truth that will set you free. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free from this bondage that has hold of you? You should have just told me. You should have just given me the chance to try to understand. Why did you wait so long into the relationship for it to come out that you like men? Did you think of the consequences? Not only my pain, but I could be diagnosed with HIV. Did you think about that before you laid down with him and him and him? Do you love me? If you love me, you would have told me. You would have told me that you were on the down low. You would have opened up to me if you love me. But see, I'm not mad at you. I'm not even angry. I have to forgive you just as God has forgiven me. Go now, just go. Just let me soak in my sorrows. Let me soak in my pain. I'm gonna pray for you. I'm gonna pray for you. Because that's the only thing I can do, and there is power in prayer. I love you in spite of it all. I love you.
Ooh, welcome back to the show.
Ooh,
you're listening to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your on-air radio personality, Tracy LaWanda, and my guest today is Dr. Emily Buston. She is with and the founder of Straight Spouse, and she is also the book author, yes, she is, of The Other Side of the Closet. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you so much for tuning in, and oh my gosh, I'm just excited about this show today because I'm being very educated, and I know that you are being educated and informed too. So thank you for tuning in to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, Emily, tell us about your book. Tell us a little bit more about it. You started off giving us a little bit of insight, but what, again, I guess, well, yeah, let our listeners know, for some that have just tuned in, what compelled you to write The Other Side of the Closet?
Okay, my husband came out after 25 years of marriage. He was a member of the Gay Fathers of San Francisco, and some other spouses and I gave a little talk one night, and we just told our stories. Our story is quite similar to what you just said in your little spoken word. And by the end of the evening, 50 men in the room stood up and gave us a standing ovation, tears streaming down their faces. And they asked me to write a book because they wanted to understand their wives. And you understand, we weren't their wives, so they listened. And they hadn't listened to their wives. So I wrote this book so that other people's voices could come out, not only to support straight spouses, but also to educate other people. So the book has 17 stories told by men and women whose wives or husbands came out, by children. And then I have discussions inside about what the major issues are and how they get through them in one piece, and readings that they can do as they're trying to work their way through this horror.
You use the word horror because that's what it is, isn't it?
Well, it's a nightmare. You wake up and the world's upside down. You think you've lived a nightmare. You can't believe it. One woman I know curled up in a fetal position underneath the covers for 3 days until she could realized that she was still alive and the world was still here, and the world was the south of south, but everything was turned upside down. So it takes time, takes support, which is why we have the Straight Spouse Network. And the website. You can get my book from the website, and on the website there are stories there, and there will be more stories there as we build up the website. It's www.straightspouse.org. And
wow.
You can order the book from Amazon, which gives us a tiny commission because we are a nonprofit and we're worldwide and we don't have much money, so any pennies we can collect, we collect.
Most definitely, because I'm going to order mine. So listeners out there, you heard Amity, you can go to www.straightspouse.org. Get that book. Just get that book. Support this organization. I mean, because it's a wonderful organization. There's so much going on out there, and people are still in the closet. And I'm just, again, I'm thankful for this organization, and I wish there were more like it. But there isn't, is there, Amity? There's not a lot of organizations.
No, there isn't, but we have support. We have 54 support groups across the country.
Wow.
We have a contact in every state and in 11 foreign countries, so that if any of your listeners just want to just go to the website and click contact us and ask for I live in Atlanta, and this is, I'd love to get in touch with somebody, and that's what we're here for, just to provide support network.
That is so wonderful. Oh my goodness. So it's just not here, it's all over.
So,
that's wonderful. So who's ever listening, whatever state you're in right now, wherever country you're in, go to that website. Go to that website and get that support that you need. How important is support, though?
Oh, it's the only lifeline. And this is that people say, this was my lifeline. I couldn't have lived without you. Because most professionals do not have the knowledge. It depends what kind of a faith community you're in, but in many of them, they don't know what to do with it. Friends and family don't know what to do with it. So we're the ones who know what it's like because we've done it, and there are enough of us that represent the range of outcomes and the range of experiences that you find someone that you can match up with.
Wow. Now, what was I going to say here? I'm just like at a loss for words because, like you said, it's horrible, and it's so sad in the same sense. You know, it's just sad that individuals can be put through so much pain and hurt, especially when you love. Because I'm speaking as a woman, because I am a woman, that we love hard.
Yes.
When we love hard, we give it all. We put it all into a relationship. And then when we find out something like this, I mean, my goodness, it cuts deeper than a knife. It cuts.
Well, I just thought of something that ties in with your little spoken word this time and that other show that you did.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my lowest, I remember going to a little chapel in the middle of San Rafael, California. It was Christmas time. And I remember falling on my knees in there and saying, oh, I am all alone. There's nobody here. And
yeah.
I actually heard a voice. I am here.
Hmm.
You're not alone.
Yes, yes.
You're alive people, and if you believe in God, there's someone there.
Yes,
Who won't go away. And that just blew me away. Absolutely blew me away.
Wow.
And my reaction was, oh, of course, I'd forgotten. Sorry.
my. Wow. So, and that's what I wanted to ask. When was Straight Spouse founded? What?
1991.
When?
Once my book was published, the first edition was published in 1991. And this woman turned her task force over to me. I said, this is not a task force. This has to be a network of support, peer support, spouse-to-spouse support, helping one another.
Yes, yes. So as you said, there is no sir signs, because as you said, people did that to my girlfriend. Like you said, how could you not know? How could you not? I mean, you can't know if a guy is a guy. and he acts like a guy. He smells like a guy. He looks like a guy. He talks like a guy. I mean, because when we think of homosexuality, we think of, oh, hi, girl, how you doing? You know, that a man's supposed to be like that.
Yeah, yeah. We're this whole stereotype. And they come in all shapes. We have construction workers. We have all kinds of people who are gay. And we have a lot of straight people who are interior decorators and hairdressers.
That's what it is. It's stereotyping.
Stereotypes. And so
that's what it is.
Focus on the person and pay attention to, you know, what you, and I think the hardest thing is that you are you accommodate many spouses, straight spouses during the marriage, accommodate, not unknowingly, accommodate to these things that the gay or lesbian wants. And so at the end, when they come out, there's very little left of you. And you have to find yourself again.
Wow. And it's almost like being an enabler, like taking a psychology class, my instructor spoke about that, about how a person is an enabler. Like he had came up with, he was saying of how it was a teacher that he knew that her son was an alcoholic, and he was 27 years old, and he was still living at home. And she was like, you know, I just don't know what to do. And he's like, well, she says, I don't know how he gets the money to buy the alcohol and the drugs. He was also on drugs. And so then the instructor asked her, well, do you give him money? She said, yeah, I give him allowance, but, you know, I don't think he uses it for alcohol and drugs. And I'm thinking, hello? I mean, but we don't realize that, especially being a woman and being a mother or being a wife, that we kind of are caregivers and we want to take care of everything. We're going to make this boo-boo better. And
you hit the nail on the head. That's right. And the men who married lesbians are also caretakers, many of them. Isn't it too bad to be, you know, have all that? As you say in your little spoken piece, which just blew me away, think of all I gave and cared and so forth, and look what happened. But the other thing to keep in mind is that the, particularly the gay men or down low men, are very good at compartmentalizing their lives.
Mm.
They can live two lives at once.
What?
Yeah. And that way they don't feel guilty.
Oh.
It's a psychological mechanism. I don't know how pervasive it is, but in many times I've read many places that they're able to lead these two lives and there's no crossover.
And could it be almost something too, like denial would have a little bit to do with that?
Of course. They're not accountable. They don't want to know they're hurting their wives because they do love their wives and their husbands.
Yeah.
They could. So they don't. So, it's, you know, of course it is. It's a way not to be accountable for your behavior. And then you did mention in the song, because I know our time is running out, and I want to mention the forgiveness thing. The forgiveness thing is done for one's own peace of mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Just speak a little bit more about it. We have a little bit more time, though.
Okay.
Speak a little bit more about that.
Well, a lot of people say, I don't want to forgive him. Well, the thing is, you're not absolving him of his culpability when you forgive. You forgive him. It's an act of saying, I forgive you. I won't forget, but I have to let it go. I have to let this anger go. I know I was on the phone with my priest, and he walked me through all the steps of forgiveness. By the time I finished, I was in tears, but my shoulders were free of the burden.
Wow.
So,
yeah, you'll never be free if you don't forgive.
No. And it's freeing you. It's not, you know, it's his problem or her problem. and then that way also you become more responsible for yourself.
Mm.
You can only control yourself. You can control only yourself.
I love that. I love that. You can control only yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, so on point. I was going to say, because I've heard some people say about a choice. It's a choice. Is it a choice? I had wrote it down too. Someone had sent me something. I don't see it before me. About is being on the down low homosexual. That is a choice, is it not?
Behavior is a choice.
Ah.
And there seems to be, among most of the majority scientists who have looked into it, there's some genetic component that interacts with the environment, with what you do with your life and the people you meet, that would make you have this orientation. And the orientation is a combination of attractions to the same sex, behavior, and how you name yourself. It's a choice on what you do with that. But it's not a choice to be gay. You don't wake up one morning and say, "Oh, today I'm going to be attracted to women."
Right.
But you can discover it. Now, this often happens in marriages. They'll fall in love with a worker without realizing it, and then, oops, what is this? And then they have to, figure it out. Do I act on it? Do I work it through? Do I own it but not act on it? That, to me, that's the most healthy thing. You own what you discover about your attraction. You accept it, and you say, okay, this is me, but I'm not going to act on it. And that way you aren't guilty, and therefore you don't have to hide, and you're free to act on it from your heart.
That's it right there, the heart. It's such a small part of us. It's just a little small muscle, but it holds so much. It's so powerful. I mean, without it, as we know, we can't live without the heart. And sometimes the heart is, especially when we find out that our spouse is homosexual or on the down low or transgender, our heart is broken into many different pieces. And it's like it's scattered all over. And then we have to take all of these pieces and place it back in its proper place. It's, puzzle, putting it back together.
Well, I like to use the word reconfigure, because you can't really put it back together.
Come on, speak, Amity. Reconfigure. Go ahead.
Yeah. You reconfigure it, because you can't put it back together. You reconfigure it with the things that are most important at the core.
Wow. And why can't it be put back together again? I'm getting sad.
Well, try to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You have to wiggle a few little of that eggshell a little bit here and there, and there'll be a little scarring of your heart, so it won't be quite the same, but it may be stronger because there's scarring there. I guess what I'm trying to say is we can't put the past back together the way it was. That's all I'm saying.
I love that. I just love what you just said. That is just so awesome. I needed to hear that. And I think listeners needed to hear that too, because many times we do think that we can put it back together. Wow, that's very important.
Yeah, well, it's all part of this letting go. Letting go of what you thought, what you felt, what you hoped, and then recreating something that's based on something more realistic and present. Saves a lot of grief.
Yeah. But I think someone needed to hear that today, Amity, and especially myself.
Good.
And that's what we think.
Good.
We think we can mend the broken heart back together, and we can't.
No. Nope. But you can get a heart back, and it'll be a better heart and a stronger heart.
Yeah. So that's why if a person that's been married or in a relationship, they can't, that old saying, don't bring your old baggage with you into the new relationship.
Oh, well, that's sort of. Or just bring the part of the baggage that fits.
I like that. I know my listeners like it too, don't you? Why don't you call in? Our call-in number is area code 347-945-5903. Again, it's 347-945-5903. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to ask my guest on today, call in. And because this has been very informative, and for anyone that is just now tuning into the show, our guest is Dr. Amity P. Buston. with straight spouse. If you didn't listen to the beginning of the show, you have to click onto the archives and listen to the show because it's very informative. This is a very knowledgeable woman, and the reason for it is because she's been through it. And my whole thing is that you really can't tell someone, like a crack addict, like a person that's ever used crack can really not tell another crack addict, you know, a person that's on crack about that. You know, that's true, because how can you identify with what they're going through if you haven't never been there?
And by the way, it's Straight Spouse Network.
Oh, Straight Spouse Network, yes. Straight Spouse Network, that is.
This is for the newcomers.
Oh, yes, right, because I had said network in the beginning of it, and you said Straight Spouse. So Straight Spouse Network, everyone that is listening. Could you give out your contact information once again, Amity, for those that may be just coming in?
www.straightspouse.org.
And how many people within in this area do you have that works for you?
We have a very small part-time staff of about five people. The rest of us are all volunteers. The 54 group leaders. We have a contact in every state and 11 countries. We have people doing this, that, and the other thing. So we've got a huge bunch of maybe 100 plus volunteers. And then these online mailing lists are wonderful because you can go on anonymously and pour your heart out, and somebody will there say, "Oh, I know what you mean."
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wanted to volunteer for, what are the requirements if somebody wanted to become a volunteer?
Oh, well, let us know. And mainly it's that you've been through it and that you're still somewhat at the stage now that you aren't, you know, carrying around the burden of wanting to get back at your husband or wife. You know, you've moved along far enough, and you're just willing to share your experience.
That's great. So if you're listening out there, check Straight Spouse Network out. You have to go check it out. There is support out there, and this is a wonderful, wonderful organization to get involved in. And please, please, go and support this woman, this awesome woman. Support her by getting her book, The Other Side of the Closet. I know I'm going to get it, so I'm looking for at least 10 more people out there to get it also. Most definitely. Oh, gosh, you are also. I want to ask you, are there any last minute comments or anything you want to say?
I want to say I'm just so happy to be here, and thank you for raising our visibility. We're such an invisible group. I want to say if this happens to you, you're not alone, and we're all out there for you. Take care of yourself, and that you can get through it. And if you run across a millionaire, tell him to give us some money.
definitely. I mean, my goodness. Nonprofit organization in the times that we're in right now, we just really need to be supportive. We really need to be supportive of great organizations like this. And I think that's the problem with society today. People don't want to support you. You know what I mean? And people don't want to share, what the knowledge that they also have without being being paid for it. Some people will say, I've had people say, "Well, I'm not coming on your show because you're not paying." I'm like, "Hello." I mean, it's not the point about paying. It's the point that you can actually come on and have your organization, your ministry, be heard all over the internet, all over different states and countries. I mean, right there, that's your payment, because you just don't know who you're going to impact, whose heart you're going to change.
I can't thank you enough for it. And now I have to take my straight husband to the hospital.
Okay. Well, we'll keep him lifted in prayer.
I've got to leave you. Thank you. This has been so wonderful. It's one of the best interviews I've ever had.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and you have an awesome, awesome day. And I'll be talking to you after this. This is a friendship right now.
All right. Good enough. And everybody out there, you're not alone.
All right. Have a wonderful day, Amity.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was my guest, yes, Amity P. Buxton from Straight Spouse Network. She is the founder, and she is also the author of The Other Side of the Closet. We were just speaking about spouses that are married to husbands or wives who have found out that their spouse is on the down low or are lesbian and things of that sort. It's going on so much, and, you know, churches don't want to talk about it. But I have to do what it is that God has called me to do for such a time as this. So a lot of people probably say, well, she has a lot of shows about that, this kind of stuff, homosexuality and things of that. But I do because of the fact that people don't talk about it, and they need to talk about it. And because it is going on, and because people are living this lifestyle. So we need to bring more awareness. We need to bring more awareness about what is going on. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that until Jesus Christ comes back for me. I'm going to keep bringing awareness about this and other things like domestic violence, adults who have lived, they were molested as children and are now adults. I'm going to bring those shows because that's what's happening. That's what's going on. And we got to stop sweeping it under the rug. We got to stop putting a blind eye to it. We got to stop closing our curtains, and we have to stop closing our doors and open our doors, open our curtains, open our eyes, because this stuff is real. Somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be set free. And especially, you know, being of African-American descent, what's your feeling of homosexuality? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you that answer right in a moment. You know what? You should call in. You should call into the show. Area code 347-945-5903. But I'm going to answer that in a moment. And we as sisters, African-American women, we need to become more educated. If we don't know where we've come from, then we don't know where we're going. And we need to educate ourselves. We need to educate our younger women that are coming up. We need to leave a legacy behind. It is just so important. So many, especially in the African-American female community, in the African-American female community, we kind of don't have that connection. We kind of don't get together and uplift one another. Instead, we talk about one another, and my prayer is that that will end and that we will become one as the Father and the Son are one, and we will encourage one another, and that we will cry together when the other one is crying, and we will laugh together when the other one is laughing, and we will rejoice together when the is rejoicing. If you haven't listened to my previous show, that's what happened, the reason why I'm having a second part of Down Low and the women who love them, but this one's called Straight Spouses, is because of my girlfriend going through what she went through, and her pain became my pain. And that's what we have to do as women. If your sister's in pain, be there for that sister. Embrace that pain. Laugh with her. Encourage her. And that's what we need to do more of, and that's what we're not doing nowadays, and we need to do it. So anyways, back to the question here. All right, what are your feelings of homosexuality? Well, you know, I'm not one to judge. I can't judge. I will say that until the day that Jesus comes back for me. I've never been a person to judge, and I'm so grateful that God has given me the spirit of a non-judgmental spirit. So I don't judge people that are homosexuals, first of all, because I know homosexuals, second of all, because my cousin lived a lesbian lifestyle for quite a while, and now she has been delivered, and now she doesn't live that lifestyle any longer. It's just important that we bring awareness about homosexuality, about being under down low, about being lesbian, about being transgender, transvestites, and things of that sort, because people need to be educated. So I don't have anything against homosexuals. Like I said, they're the best hairstylists. Okay, I get my hair done by a wonderful homosexual, so I don't have anything against them at all, because I can't judge them. It's God that is going to do the judging for us all. We've all fallen short. None of us came into the world, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, and sanctified and saved. We didn't come into the world like that. So all of us fall short. So my feelings about homosexuals, that's their choice, and they will have to be judged accordingly. So I can't judge them. I can only love them, and I can only pray for them, and I can only encourage them, and I can only let them keep doing my hair. But yes, so that's the answer to that question, and thank you so much for asking the question. Yes, yes, yes. I have like 19 minutes still remaining in the show. I want to thank everyone that tuned in, everyone in the chat room. We have Real Talk Tanya White. We have Relationship Coach Ryle. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. And we have T. Fang. Interesting. And we had some others that had joined us. And thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Yes, yes, yes. And so before I close the show out, I want to play a song. You know, this is my favorite song. I don't know why. I play it all the time. It's by Sam Cooke. Because I believe that change is going to come. Welcome back to the show. You're listening live to A Word for You right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your on-air radio personality, Tracy LaWanda. Yes, yes, yes. And we had an awesome guest on the show, the founder of Straight Spouse Network, Dr. Buxton. And she also is the book author of The Other Side of the Closet. Yes, yes, yes. So let me just give you an announcement of when the next time we're going to be back on the air. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my, my, my. All right. It looks like we're going to be coming back on the air on Saturday, June 27th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where my guest is going to be Dr. Johnston. Yes, yes, yes. She is a singer, a book author. Oh, my goodness. She is a minister. She's doing a lot. Yes, she is. She is a recording artist. Oh, my goodness. Did I say songwriter also? Well, she will be coming on to share her story and give us some golden nuggets to uplift our minds, body, and soul. My goodness. So I am so excited. Again, we'll be back on the air on Saturday, June 27th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same place, but a different time. Yes, so again, thank you so much, everyone. I guess I'm going to be closing this show out a little earlier than expected. What's left? 13 minutes remaining. Now, see, if I was in a real radio station, that would be a no-no. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and play another song in a moment. But, yeah, thank you so much for tuning into the show. And as I stated, we'll be back on the air Saturday, June 27th. So join us if you can. Support the show, and that's a wonderful thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My goodness. You know, I'm going to close this out with this song called I'm Every Woman. I opened it up with it, and I'm going to close this out with it because we are every woman. So you have a fantastic day, and thank you for tuning in to A Word For You right here on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
I can make a rhyme of confusion in your mind. Accident comes.